Hey everyone, welcome to whatever episode of Act It this is. Anyway, I'm very, very sorry for how long this took, but I've been busy, like super, really busy, and I live where I work, so yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, up first is a scene between Isle Monty and Gavrok Fëanor. It's called Karaoke Wars. It's about these two people, Carrie, who's played by Isle Monty, and Jack, who's played by Gavrok Fëanor, and they accidentally hurt like this girl who is like one of the main singers at this karaoke bar, and so she forms a vendetta against them and like constantly gets them thrown out. So anyway, yeah, this is yet another one of those times. So here you go.
Round and round. Round and round. Ow! Stop it! Get off me!
Hey, you damn dirty ape!
If you don't mind, I'll just walk out, okay, thanks?
Whatever. Just keep your girlfriend in line and out of my club.
She is not my... Ugh. Well, that's just great. I am officially renouncing you as my best friend.
It's not my fault we got kicked out.
Ha ha ha! Ha ha! My sides are splitting! Ha! Bullshit. You're the one who drags me into these crazy situations. Always, it's you. So you know what? I wash my hands of it. Of you, of everything. Peace out.
So you're going to walk home?
No, stupid. I'll get a cab. I'm not walking 30 miles in the middle of the night.
All right, fine. Have fun, Benedict.
Really? How am I a traitor? Stop being so immature.
All right. When you stop being a complete dickhead.
Crap. Ugh. Carrie?
I thought you weren't going to talk to me.
I didn't say that.
What do you want?
could I borrow money for the ride home? And, yourself?
No. I need that money for the ice cream I'm going to console myself with on my way home.
You really need to stop eating while you drive.
Don't tell me what to do. You're not my mom. You're not even my best friend anymore.
Fine, fine. Can I get a ride then?
Ooh, I don't know if I should give rides to strangers. Hitchhiking's illegal, you know.
How am I a stranger? You've known me since middle school!
If you're going to give up after getting kicked out of this club just once, then I don't know you anymore. The Jack I know would never give up without a fight. The Jack I know would do anything for another packet of cigarettes.
Whoa, you're buying me a pack?
I don't know. Who are you?
Jack Williams?
No! Who are you?
I'm Jack Williams. You know that. Ah! Okay, what the fuck was that for? Ow!
Sorry. I don't know what came over me.
A shitload of crazy, that's what!
I think I was going for one of those discover who you are moments. Like in Pocahontas. Listen to your heart, you will understand.
It's saying, ditch the crazy bitch!
Please don't be like that, you will understand.
You slapped me! How do you expect me to react? Can I slap you back?
I'd prefer if you didn't.
But can I?
Go ahead. What was that?
I slapped you?
Good God, you're pathetic.
Well, I didn't want to hit you too hard. I mean, you're a girl.
You weren't so fragile. I'd slap you for that.
Well, excuse me for being a gentleman. Now, cigarettes, please.
Right! We were storming the castle!
The karaoke bar.
Where's your sense of romance?
Whoa, 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 whoa. We already had someone accuse us of dating earlier, and the thought of that drives me to suicide, so let's not encourage it.
Jack! I mean, 10 feet from here, so it does seem the wrong word to use. We'll find you a girl you can run off with. Does that work?
Yeah, it kind of takes away the romance just a tiny bit when I remember that, I need you to drive us to a cheap motel.
All right, fine. It's an average, everyday storming of the karaoke bar in an attempt to restore peace, order, and regular rotations for all!
Well, at this point it has become rather commonplace for us. All right, so what are we gonna do?
Here, throw this mustache on.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I had about 10 bucks to spare on disguises, and I only realized I'd need a backup plan a few minutes before I came to pick you up.
So that's why you were late. I just assumed you were tarrying as usual.
I always have my reasons, thank you very much. There are much more important things than showing up on time.
All right, fine. So, what's your great disguise? A beard? Really? Oh, God, I need a smoke.
Oh, we're doing Act It.
Yeah, can you believe that took me a week to mix? I mean, you believe the quality
scene?
That comes out? No.
It's the quality we wait for. It's worth the wait. The 3 months of waiting for this kind of quality.
Don't you like how I used to like say, oh no, the reason I take so long is because I'm pitching up the quality. And
yeah, that was bullshit.
I would still come up with stuff like this. I'm going to try and fix the levels before this episode goes up.
No, we don't have time for that. It's going up tonight.
No, all I have to do is like move two things.
I feel like we should apologize to everybody.
Okay, I greatly apologize, everyone.
Me too.
I really don't know how to make it up to you, except by like doing my best to be on time in the future, but we all know how that goes.
We're not going to do any more things that require us to mix unless we have other mixers.
Wait, yeah. No, the fair ends in a week, so, you know.
It's not going to matter.
Yeah, it is.
There'll be some other excuse.
No, you don't know how much time this takes for me. And like, yeah, never mind. I'm not going into that right now.
Okay, so do you want to start with Gavrok or Monty?
It'll be quicker if we do Gavrok first, or we can do Monty.
Okay, Gavrok, I still like your American accent. I like your peace outline a lot. I think your very last line should have been drier, but I really liked you a lot in this. Like, a lot.
Yeah, I agree. You were very fantastic in this. I wish you had a better mic, because it was bugging me sometimes. But, like, you had this great sarcasm most of the way through. All the way through. And it was a great rendition of the character. He just sounded maybe a little gayer than I would have liked.
Kind of feel like this character is based on me, so I think you did well with the sarcasm.
Yeah, this character is kind of based on you. He's a mix between you and my other friend Ryan.
I didn't get gay. If he's also based on Ryan, though, I could see why he did the gay thing.
True dad, Holmes.
Gavrok had a dream like 2 nights ago that I was his girlfriend's dad.
That's kind of weird.
Just thought I'd share that with everybody.
Are you old enough? You might be.
No.
Is he like 16?
No.
Where'd you go? Why are you all the way over there?
Like my earbuds broke, and I have to use these headphones that like are broken. And like one side keeps falling off because it's completely broken, so I have to keep putting it back on and then holding it. Okay. So Gavrok, you were really good in this.
Yeah.
I didn't get any sort of gay vibe from you, so I think Chuggers.
Maybe it was just like the first line kind of left that imprint on me. The takes that you had on it. I don't know.
You just want people to be gay all the time.
Well, there were all those gay jokes about you, too, Dylan. So if the character's based off of you, then it's probably
I don't know
a good
what gay
thing.
Jokes you're talking about. All right.
Okay. There were absolutely none whatsoever.
Monty.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So to start off with, on your first line, you sounded sort of constipated while you were screaming because it sounded like you were, I don't know, holding your voice back. And it sounded like you were, like, squishing your voice the entire time. With the exception of maybe a few lines. And some of your lines sounded like bipolar or something. And your levels were all over the place. And then you would, like, stumble on lines, like the ice cream line, console myself with ice cream. Oh, yeah, console myself with on my ride home. You were into it, and then you stopped and, like, realized the width was there. And I think you were reading these lines for the first time as you were going through and, like, recording. And you missed a line. And then you, yeah. But the listen to your heart line, that actually those two lines were my favorite.
You did a long, drawn out, that I liked. Yes. But your accent came out a little bit, and I kept coming back to your accent. It's not quite there yet, your American accent, and you should have just done your normal accent with this. Because
I was totally fine with you, like, doing your normal voice for this. But, yeah.
I thought that pause on wrong word to use and we'll find you a girl to run off with was a little, like, overdone and too drawn out.
Mm-hmm.
My main problem with you in this was just that your accent wasn't very good.
Oh, God, Dylan, the worst of it. So she gave me one take for the storming the castle or something like that. Mm-hmm. She said huzzah, but she said huzzar. I think I discovered why the English haven't said huzzah since, like, the 1600s. It's because
huzzar.
They developed turning all of their A's into R's.
People in New York do that, too, some people.
I haven't run into anyone like that yet.
Billy Joel, Brenda, and Eddie. So, like, Monty, like, it came out, like, on mustache, the word. You said moustache.
She said
stuff like that.
No, I say moustache, but...
Okay, well, then that was a bad example. Actually. But it did come out at some points. Your acting wasn't stellar, but it wasn't really bad, either. I think Gavrot kind of stole the scene, though.
Yeah.
Also, this mixing was shit. I just wanted to... I'm kidding, Trick-or-Treat.
I know. No, you're not kidding. It was shit.
No, it wasn't that bad. My mixing's going to be pretty bad, too. Anyway. Long story short, Gavrot, you were really good in this. Monty, you were... okay. You weren't bad. It was kind of...
It was a lot worse before I mixed it, I feel.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Next up is a scene that I wrote about, I guess, a futuristic society where people eat people's babies. Like, they grow babies, like, in farms or something, and then sell them for human consumption, also for adoption. It has Carnage playing the shopkeeper, and it has... Lord of the Morning playing a customer called Morgan, whose name never appears, so it doesn't really matter. So I don't think there's anything else you need to know about this.
Hello there, sir. Welcome to Keeler's Emporium. How can I help you today?
I'm looking to buy a baby.
Human, I take it. Is this for consumption or a child rearing?
What?
Ah, not a cannibalist, I see.
No!
Not to worry, Squire, not to worry.
That's
at all.
That's disgusting! What kind of shop are you running here?
An emporium, sir. An emporium.
And you sell human children for food?
Certainly not children, sir. Just the babies. The older ones have never reached a high enough popularity to deserve stock here. And their little legs are much too quick, sir. Much too quick.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Oh dear, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. Perhaps we should start again.
What?
Why don't you try going outside for a moment?
No!
Sir?
Look, is there anywhere else I can go to get a kid?
There's an orphanarium down the street, if you don't care for a baby.
No, it must be a baby.
You haven't even heard my inventory yet! Have I offended you?
Yes. Yes, you have. You sell babies as food here.
Well, that's the way of things, sir. If you want a baby, you go to an emporium such as this. There's no use keeping Solient Gerber baby brand in a different place to the baby for less brand. Often the two businesses coincide.
All right, fine. But how am I supposed to know you're not going to sell me a feeder baby?
How dare you impugn the honor of my establishment?
Whoa, that's a little overdramatic. I just wanted to make sure. I mean, I've never bought a baby before.
Oh, I see, sir. Do you even have a license?
A what?
A license, sir. To buy a child.
I didn't know I needed one.
Well, not for the feeder baby, Squire, but since that doesn't strike your fancy, you're going to need a license.
Can I buy the baby today and get a license later?
No, I'm sorry. If you're not registered to obtain a baby, then I can't sell you.
But...
That's just the way things are, sir. I'm not going to break the law.
My wife is going to kill me.
Well,
What?
Well, what you could do, sir, is, buy her a feeder baby.
I know you'd try to sell me a feeder baby!
Just trying to help, sir. If you don't like to hear it, you can turn around. But you'll hear no better from anybody else.
All right. Fine. Go on.
And if she doesn't care for that feeder baby, then you've got great meat for
stew. Stop trying to sell me on that option. I have no interest in it. No morbid curiosity.
I take it you've never tried baby stew then, sir. Pity, really. It's one of the finer delicacies this world has to offer.
You are a sick, sick man.
No, no, sir. No, no. Perhaps after you've bought your first babe, raise it and watch it grow, you'll come to realize the exhilaration inherent in eating human offspring.
All right. So, if I buy a feeder baby...
So you've decided to try it, sir. Wonderful.
No! Well... If anyone asks, certainly, I suppose, though I shouldn't like to be known as a baby gobbler.
There's no shame in it, sir. In this day and age, times have indeed changed.
I'm of an older time, if you can't tell. My wife and I, we couldn't have kids, and didn't want to risk the unsolicited children that end up in the orphanages of old. But when babies became a market, we were skeptical.
With good reason, sir. It was a volatile art at the time.
Yes, well, thought I'd surprise her tonight. Suppose I should have thought it out better.
Oh, kids these days... You never realize how much preparation and work involved in raising a baby.
I'm not that young. I'm 23.
It's the downfall of our civilization, sir. You whippersnappers starting so early. Your generation, though, is the worst. You weren't around when you had to work for things. You aren't capable of enough with technology to catch up. So you feel all high and mighty because you came from a technological time point just before this one.
Oh, come off it. How old are you?
25, sir. And I know what work is, boy. So, you better man up, or I can take you down, sir. Yes, indeed.
All right, old man. Whatever you say. So, about the feeder baby.
I'm not selling a feeder baby to you if you intend on raising it illegally. It would ruin the good name of my shop.
But you were saying earlier...
That was when I thought you were a respectable man of at least 24 and three quarters. But now I've learned the truth of it by now. 23. Oh.
But what am I supposed to do about the baby?
What baby? You're not getting one without a license.
Oh, I am through with this.
Okay. This is a bizarre scene. So Carnage... Well, I'll let you go first, Chuggachi, since you mixed
okay.
the scene.
So, Carnage, Let me find my list of things that you did to piss me off before I even started mixing this.
Uh-oh.
Actually, okay, you know what I did? I got really quite so pissed off with this that I sent Dylan a submission for Fail It. The email read as this. Can I enter other people into Fail It? There are so many things wrong with this, so I require one verbatim take. I haven't done an absolutely true version to the script because, well, I made the character have a characteristic that made it nearly impossible for me to do. Hopefully you'll get it. That was a quote from your email, by the way, Carnage. Yeah. Anyway. I've allowed people to put up shit on other sites, but Rapid Share makes you wait 60 seconds before it lets you download anything unless you buy their premium user shit, which I don't want to do. So... Anyway, I downloaded the zip, and it takes 5 minutes, and a normal file with the normal amount of line takes, I don't know, 20 seconds? And then I decompress the folder to find WAV files. Fucking WAV files! And had they not been WAVs, it wouldn't have taken 5 minutes to download. So anyway, that's the first thing I noticed. But then I looked at the lines and how they were labeled, and you know what they're labeled? Keeler.wave, Keeler, parenthetical, 1 and parenthetical dot wave, Keeler parenthetical 2 parenthetical
oh,
dot
man.
Wave. So I'm like,
that would make me lose the will to live.
It seriously like made me want to kill you, and so forth and so on. And then not only that, but like all your files at the beginning and end of every single take had a click, and then another click at the end, and some of the clicks were like right, like. milliseconds right before you would start talking, and I was going nuts, but...
How many takes did he give you?
He gave me one take. Okay. Oh, I didn't even say that. Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, he gave me one take.
Well, it's no good if you ad-lib and you only give one take.
Yeah.
But I thought that the ad-libs were good, though.
They were.
That helps. What about Lord of the Morning, or do you want to say anything else about Carnage? I didn't, by the way, use what she sent me for Fela, just so you know.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said I did not use what,
No, before that.
I said, do you want to talk about Lord of the Morning, or do you want to keep talking about Carnage?
Well, I don't really have anything else to say. I mean, you were funny, and you're 23. Oh, made me giggle. And you're funny. So it really depresses me that you pissed me off so much.
Bothered me a little bit. Well, I have some more to say about that, but let's talk about Lord of the Morning first.
Lord of the Morning, you were kind of over the top and stuff with your yelling, but yeah, and then, I don't know, some of the emotion I feel like you missed, like the last line, oh, I'm out of here, was just very, I didn't really like any of the takes, but
yeah. I liked Lord of the Morning on this. I thought it was
no,
a pretty
I liked
good
read. Him. I liked him. It's just that a few of the lines, which I forgot to write down, were kind of over-the-top yelly.
Here's the problem I had. The thing is, like, there are two very different reads going on. Like, Lord of the Morning played it more realistic, and Carnage did it more broad and for the lulls. And it didn't work for me. It made Carnage look kind of bad, I think. And you guys You guys maybe should have discussed this ahead of time. I know we get on you, Carnage, for being too subtle, but I think the pendulum swung too far in the other direction. The saving grace for me again with Carnage was his ad-libs. If you guys had discussed this and Lord of the Morning went super broad with it, it would have been epic win.
Yeah.
Or if you had brought it down a little bit, Carnage. But you guys had two very different, I think, ideas on what the scene was.
Mm-hmm.
I can see where both of you guys are coming from. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it worked as a scene.
No.
And I think that it made Carnage... Since Lord of the Morning was playing it more realistic, I think it made you look bad.
I personally preferred Lord of the Morning in this, even without, like, everything Carnage did to piss me off originally.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of you in this, Carnage, unfortunately.
Which makes me sad, because I've liked you so much up until now.
I'm not a fan of some of my people either, though, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, alright.
And finally, we have a scene between Abatheria and Rygai. They are two guys who are grave robbers, and so, like, they dug up this old geezer named Count Aleman, and he had a curse on him, which made him become a zombie, and then he made other people zombies, and so they kind of started a zombie apocalypse, and they've been on the run, and they sneak their way into a mausoleum, and yeah.
Close the door! Close the fucking door!
Hold on!
God damn it! Close the fucking door!
What kind of idiot leaves the door open during a zombie attack?
Well, we needed somewhere to put the bodies. Haven't you ever seen a zombie flick? They always come back to life. I mean, come on!
Yeah,
they're already fucking dead!
I'm not stupid, asshole.
It's all your fault anyway.
How is this my fault? You're the one who wanted to dig up the illustrious Count Alamein.
Well, come on, the asshole's filthy fucking rich. How was that a bad idea?
Oh, yeah, that wasn't the bad idea. You know what the bad idea was? Reading from the weird-ass book with cryptic weird-ass occult symbols for fucking kicks! Yeah, great fucking idea.
Oh, come on, since when have either of us been superstitious? You even helped me figure out how to pronounce
shit. That is completely besides the point. You never admit when things are your fault.
I'm not saying I don't deserve my fair share of blame here. I'm just saying that I refuse to believe I am the sole benefactor of fault here.
Thus, proving my point exactly.
If I didn't need you as a potential decoy for my imminent escape, you'd be so dead right now.
Wait, what?
Never mind. Shit, speaking of imminent escape, how long do you think we'll be stuck here for?
I don't know. Zombies turn to dust in sunlight, right?
You fucking with me, right? You know that's
ow!
Vampires!
Fuck! Ow! Dude, that was totally uncalled for!
Oh, why didn't you warn me I was partnering up with a complete dipshit?
Are you calling me stupid?
Yes. Yes, David, I am.
Fuck you! I'm leaving!
You're fucking with me, right?
No! I'm leaving, asshole!
You know, I'm starting to think you'd be no use as a decoy. There is absolutely nothing in that thick skull of yours, is
there?
Let
me go, jerk off!
David, look at me. Look, okay, come on. No, okay. There you go. Okay? All right. Now, I'm gonna be straight with you, all right, man?
Then why does this feel so
gay? Shut up! Okay. If you go outside, the zombies will eat whatever they can of that peanut-sized brain of yours.
Oh, so now I have a brain. How kind of you.
I've decided there has to be something regulating your heartbeat and lungs. And something has to be operating your mouth.
The zombies seem real friendly compared to you.
You want me to be nice? Is it time to suck David's cock?
You're back to that homoerotic thing again. Would you stop that?
Oh, come on. I'm straighter than you, mister. I totally fucked Dylan Collins in a dress while also wearing a dress myself that I designed and bedazzled.
What? Oh, choosing Miley Cyrus is so much straighter. Jesus Christ, you're such a faggot.
Yeah, she may be jailbait, but she still got chest.
No. I've heard the best of both worlds, and nothing without a penis can sing that manly until they've hit the age of 50. So either Hannah Montana is Miley's tranny stripper superhero alter ego, or she's gonna kill hard-ons for men across America for her lack of jailbait status. Don't you know what a huge turn-on underage chicks are?
You have serious mental issues.
Whatever, man. I still say fucking Stamos is nowhere near as gay as doing the Montana. You do realize you're in training to be a Catholic priest?
I'm done with you. I am so done with you. Why are we discussing this now?
You do realize we're having a conversation about which one of us is gayer in the middle of a fucking zombie apocalypse? This is not the time nor the place for this. You started it. All right, fine. I'm gonna end this because it's clearly bothering you. If it came down to it, between me and you, you, my friend, would be the gay one! And with that in mind, can we please figure out what we're gonna do? Figured you'd be in charge of that, being the smart one and all.
Oh no, no way. I refuse to stick my hands any deeper in this shit pile of a situation. You wanna live? You get to find us a way out.
Oh, if that isn't fucking typical. Leave it to Ricky to try to wash his hands of a situation that's still in critical condition.
Yep, just like Ricky, good old Ricky, always giving up when he's most needed because some losers are too retarded to survive on their own!
Hey, Ricky, solved your problem. Zombies won't get anywhere near your brain because when I get hungry, I'll kill you and eat it myself! Yay! I found a solution! What?
No, I'm not gonna say it.
Don't do that, asshole. What were you gonna say?
Well, on the subject of who's gayer...
Not that again. You were the one who ended that conversation.
And you told me to say it.
Fine. What the fuck ever. Let's hear it.
You just threatened to eat me out.
Fuck you! Fuck your mother, just fuck! God, this is so fucking retarded!
Are you insane? Stop that! We went over this already!
Shit, a zombie! I choose a
shit! So not shit, we're gonna die!
Don't take me! I'm dead! I'm not ready!
This really is your fault! God, we're gonna die!
Oh shit, I fucking hate you so much! God, fuck you!
Oh my god! Okay, look. It doesn't matter if it's John Stamos, Dylan Collins, or Hannah Montana. If you fuck a dude and you get off on it, that makes you gay. Just need to make that clear because you are fucking retarded and you are used douche nozzle. I may be dead, but I still have standards. So, mwah, peace out, motherfuckers. I'm gonna go find some real brains to devour.
All right, you can go first on this one once again.
Okay. So, you guys worked together on this, and it really showed. I mean, you had great chemistry, and I could layer lines. It was so great. I don't know. Right guy? Is it time to suck David's cock? It was just so, like, you said it so ridiculously. It made me laugh.
Right guy and the pot always give good ad-libs.
Yeah.
And head.
That wasn't an ad lib though. It was just like how he said it made me laugh. And then Appa on your fuck you, fuck your mother, just fuck made me laugh because it was also over the top and you were both over the top but in a really realistic way to me on this. And
yeah.
I just like it so much.
I had that note too. Great chemistry. Both of you were super good. I want a buddy comedy with you two. The only gay jokes people make trick or treat are yours, apparently. about me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't belong in that script. I don't belong in that script because, like, nobody in the real world knows who I am. That was bad writing on your part.
I'm sorry.
I love both of you in this. I'm glad you read, huh?
Renee, she encouraged me on that.
Well, I'm tired of her making the scene bad with her writing. I'm glad you read besides and not as beside, even though that wasn't proper of Trekachu to write it like that. But good job reading her fail writing as fail writing. It was good. I liked it. I liked both of you guys. I mean, there was nothing bad to say. This is both epic win. It showed you guys work together on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Like, you can really tell who worked together and who didn't. Like, it really does.
Yeah.
I encourage everybody, if you get in a scene, to try to work with your scene partner, because it really does make a difference.
Definitely.
Or at least, if you can't work together, at least, like, email them or something, or PM them and ask them how they want to, like, what tone they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have another issue like we just did with the scene before this one.
Yeah.
Really good. I liked it. I loved it. I don't have anything to say, like, bad.
I love this so much.
It was epic win. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
I feel bad because, like, they waited, like, 3 weeks, and, like, all we had to say is, like, epic win.
Well, good for them. They're obviously staying in the competition.
Yes. You guys probably weren't stressing about it too much either. Like, some people are stressing and PMing me every day asking me about it. But, yeah. Okay. I have nothing else to say.
All right. Done.
Da-da-da.